Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF back with you this morning after our visit with Attorney General Derek Schmidt. Now coming into studio today is the Executive Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you in studio today, and we'll go ahead and get started with a lot of things to go over this morning. And of course, we'll start it off, though, where we start off with every week, talking about recycling.
That's right. So it's Tuesday, so it's recycling every Tuesday from 11 to 1. You can drop off your recyclables at the Sanitation Yard, 21st and Maple. So that's every Tuesday. And then on the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon, you can do the same. And then also, as I try to always make everyone aware, the weather's still cooperating. In fact, it's really nice out today, and I think the weather's going to be good for about the next 10 days. So at the recycling station, they are accepting debris and appliances and furniture and other bulky items. So if you're needing to get things cleaned up on your property, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 and every Thursday from 8 to 2, you can drop off those items. So lots of opportunities to keep Independence looking nice, beautifying your property, helping a neighbor, just getting everything cleaned up.
Absolutely. And as we move on, of course, you know, school is starting actually this Wednesday in Indy, still a few things going on, especially with sports physicals and also, also helping people that may be a little less fortunate, kids going to school.
That's right. So school does start in Independence tomorrow. So in the morning, if you're traveling to work, be extra careful. There will be some, potentially novice drivers on the street. There will be kids that are walking to school, biking to school, and just be extra aware of everyone that is making their way to the first day of classes. So Wilson Medical Center is offering free sports physicals. The Independence Family Medicine, in partnership with Wilson Medical Center, they are located at 1415 North Penn Avenue. So you can give them a call at 2400 if you're still needing a sports physical and make an appointment. Or you can run out to Labette Health, and that's at 510 North Peter Pan Road. That's out by where the ER is on Peter Pan. And they, too, are offering free sports physicals for middle school and high school students. You can call to make an appointment with them at 577-4310. So, again, get those sports physicals. Pay extra close attention tomorrow as everyone makes their way back to school. And then also just a reminder to help stuff the bus. These kids are going back to school. They need school supplies. Teachers need supplies for the classrooms. The kids potentially might need supplies if they're virtual learners. So we are asking our community to make tax-deductible contributions made out to CFFI, which stands for Community Foundation for Independence. You can drop those off to Jim Kelly, care of Community National Bank, at P.O. Box 687, or you can just drop it off at the drive-thru of the main bank, and he will get those funds deposited and purchase school supplies for all of the kids. You can also drop off school supplies. So if you are, if you have extra crayons and notebooks and pens and paper and things like that, you can drop off those supplies as well. So your donations are sure going to help all these kids have a successful school year. So we just encourage everyone to contribute to Stuff the Bus.
So again, do that. Also, again, school starting up again in Indy on Wednesday. So again, be extra careful of all the kids that are going to be out and about as school starts tomorrow. And if you're looking for something to do for the entire family, well, there's several different things here. As you can go to the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. And also, there will be a YPI night golf event.
There are lots of things happening at Ralph Mitchell Zoo and at the park. So first of all, I want to tell everyone that the zoo is open, as it has been all summer, from 9 to 7. So get out and enjoy the zoo, all of the animals. There are some new alpacas out in the zoo right through the one-way. They're in with the llamas, so you can drive through and check out the animals. The elk, the rack on the elk is huge. It is it's just getting bigger and bigger. I started when COVID hit back in March, I started walking through the one way with my mom. And at that time, Tommy didn't have anything, and now I drove through last night, and it's mammoth. So you need to drive through the one way. Check that out. There are buffalo out there, and deer, and the alpacas, and the elk. So zoo hours 9 to 7, and now every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5, you can ride the train for 50 cents. You can dig in your pocket for a nickel and ride the carousel. You can play a round of miniature golf for only $2. You can go to the snack shack and get some cotton candy. They have lots of other fun treats available. And so those are all daytime activities. Then nighttime activities, the park started offering glow-in-the-dark miniature golf on the last Friday of every month. So the last Friday will be coming up Friday, August the 28th at 9 o'clock for only $5 per player. You can play miniature golf, and that's a family event, so you can bring everyone out for that and enjoy miniature golf. And then also on Saturday night in the park will be a movie in the park. It's typically downtown movie night, but we are moving it because of COVID to the park. So it's Saturday, August the 29th. We're featuring Wonder Park. It's a great movie. It's being sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union. And when we used to have it downtown, and hopefully we will take it back downtown when we get past the pandemic. But for right now, we're having it out in the park. And as I was mentioning, we used to have pre-show activities that were like face painting and, you know, lots of games and fun things like that. But now we're going to have, we kind of built in pre-show activities out at the park. Magnolia Sense by Design is offering free train and carousel rides for that 1 hour right before the movie, 7:30 to 8:30. Because historically, when we have downtown movie night at downtown, all those pre-show activities are free. And we wanted to continue to offer free activities. So we found a sponsor, and they are generously providing the free train and carousel rides, as I said, the 1 hour before the movie, 7:30 to 8:30. And then the movie will start at 8:30. So grab your, a blanket, your chairs, whatever you need, some bug spray, and get out and enjoy movie night. It's going to be in the Park Oval. Plenty of room to spread out. You can keep your little family units together, but plenty of room on that grassy area to spread out and have a safe, fun family experience. So lots of fun things at the park.
Absolutely. Always something going good, going on really good there. And also, moving on, you wanted to talk about Indy Gives Back.
I do. So Indy Gives Back is a program that is rolled out to help support small businesses right now. They need our help now more than ever. This is the second phase of the Indy Gives Back. It's a receipt program that for every $50 you spend, you get $10 back in Main Street gift certificates. And you need to turn those receipts into Independence Main Street, and they will collect all of those receipts, and then they will give you your $10 back in Main Street bucks. And it's going very, very well. I was at Main Street meeting yesterday, and they've received over $9,000 in receipts. They've given out over $1,000 in gift certificates, and they have 5,000 to give out. So it was just launched on First Friday, so it's going fast, and that means that people are out spending their money in the community, and that makes a huge difference to our small businesses. They are very appreciative of our support, so it's time for us to give back. So it's kind of a give back on both ends. It's a way for us to give back by shopping local, and it's a way to get back some Main Street bucks and keep those monies and dollars in our community.
Absolutely. Those local businesses always help out the community, and it's time for the community to return the favor and help out those local businesses. And then it just keeps going around and around, and everybody can be happy at that point. Well, also, if you want to explore a little bit of history in the area, head on to the Little House on the Prairie Museum.
That's right. So I always like to mention that there's lots of fun to be had out at Little House on the Prairie. The weather, as I mentioned just a little while ago, is nice. Admission to the prairie is only $3 for adults. It's $1 for kids. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 1 to 5. You can go to their Facebook page and check out some of their posts that they have, kind of give you an idea of what you're going to experience when you get out there. But they do have a replica one-room log cabin, an an old schoolhouse, a post office, a gift store that has lots of fun things, and kind of a petting zoo experience. They have a fenced-in area where they have mules and miniature donkeys and burros and miniature horses, and it's just a lot of fun. I always say this every Tuesday, but I just encourage everyone to, you know, go to one of those small business restaurants and grab some lunch and or grab some, you know, a late lunch, pack it all up, take it out to the prairie, throw down a blanket, sit down with your kids and eat, and then go enjoy some fun on the prairie and check out the gift store. If you need more information, you can always call them at 289-4238, but it's definitely something fun to do.
Absolutely. And also, you know, something that's been happening pretty much all summer that happens every Saturday is the farmers market at the lot at Chestnut and 8th Street.
Yes, that's also something fun to do every Saturday from 7:30 to 10:30, right behind Annie Mae's Coffee House. It would be in the parking lot at Chestnut and 8th Street. Consistently, we have had 20 to 20 plus vendors, so lots of great things are being sold at the market. I do want to let everyone know that I received an email that the market will only be the next two weekends, so this weekend and the next weekend, and that will wrap up August, and the market will end for the season. There's been some conversation around potentially expanding that maybe a little bit. I'll give you more information if we decide to go that route. But for now, you need to check out the farmers market the last two Saturdays coming up. So that would be the 22nd and 29th from 7:30 to 10:30. And as I always mention, they have lots of things still coming out of the garden, wine and cheeses. And there's some great bakers in the area. They have donuts and pies and breads and cookies and all kinds of baked goods. And then they also have a good variety of talented local artisans that are there as well. You can always go to Independence Farmers Market Facebook page and check those market updates.
Before we move on, how's the response been since moving to that new location pretty much right off the highway?
It's been huge. It really has. It's caused our market, I think, to double in size. Every week, everyone talks about, oh, this is such a great location. There's so much visibility right there on the highway. So I think we're attracting people that potentially might not have even known we had a farmer's market. People that are passing through, maybe they're traveling and going, you know, to their destination, and they're stopping and checking out the market. And then we have a lot of vendors that are coming in from the outlying areas. You know, they're coming in from Neodesha and Fredonia and Coffeyville and bringing their items in. So we've grown our shoppers and we've grown our vendors. So it's been a great move to that parking lot.
Yeah, so I know it was originally further in downtown, kind of off the main highway, but it sounds like this move, hopefully it'll be permanent. It's been a great new location for it. And also, you know, you guys have the great public library over there in Independence. I love libraries, and it sounds like lots of great activities and classes coming up.
Yes, I always want to mention that because they have far too many for us to mention on the radio this morning. But definitely go to their website. It's IPLKS.org, and that's IPLKS for Independence Public Library, Kansas. And check out what they have going on. Go to their Facebook page. They're great at posting all of the virtual classes and activities that they have going on. They also have open access, so you can sign up for that so that you can get into the library and have access to all of the amazing resources that are available at the library, even when it's not staffed. So be sure and sign up for that. And if you have questions that you can't get answered by going on their website or their Facebook page, you can sure give them a call at 331-3030.
All right. So again, check out the Independence Public Library over there. Also, the VFW would like to invite the community to bingo night every Monday night.
That's right. So I always like to give the VFW a plug. They are an amazing group of people. And bingo night was last night, and it will be happening again on Monday, the 24th. So mark your calendar. Doors open at 5, games begin at 7, and bingo packs are crazy affordable for $7. I mean, you can play for $7 all night, or you can, you know, double up and play for three packs if you want to. But it's a fun way to just enjoy some friendship and play some bingo. So I just encourage everyone to grab your friends and get out and go support the VFW and play some bingo.
Absolutely. So get out there, play some bingo. I love some bingo. It's right. Fun. All right. I remember playing when my grandmother, she used to volunteer as a bingo caller. So I'd go out to the bingo hall with her and I hear her call. And this is back when I was like 14 or so. And she would occasionally buy me a pack to let me play. I mean, just to have a good old time. Of course, I heard some interesting language, but especially when somebody would say bingo, you just hear everybody else go,
You know what it is,
especially when you get really close. Also, the Red Cross, they're having their coming up on the 20th, correct?
That's right. So Red Cross is having their blood mobile. They will be coming into the Civic Center, and I believe that is from 11:15 to 5:15, and you can donate your blood. You can call the Civic Center and get some more information on that. The Civic Center is located at 410 North Penn Avenue. And again, that will be on the 20th from 11:15 to 5:15. So mark that on your calendar.
So again, that is coming up just this Thursday.
That's
so
right.
Coming up very, very close. So be sure if you're wanting to give blood, head on out there. And you said it's going to be at Memorial Hall? Is that where you said
it? Yeah, it's at the Civic Center.
At the Civic Center. Okay. So you got the ICC fall auditions are coming up for their theater department.
That's right. So I'm going to talk a couple of things about the college and IHS. So ICC Theater Department is holding their auditions for fall, and they're open to all the campus and the community. So if you are a student, you can audition. If you are a community member, and you can audition. So that's Thursday, the 20th. So that's this week from 4 to 5:30. It's in the Inge Theater, and you will be auditioning for the Anna plays, and these are student-written plays directed by students, and the Anna plays will be held in the fall, October the 2nd at 7 p.m., so you could even mark your calendar for that, but there'll be auditions for that, and then there will be auditions for the 1940s Christmas Carol, and it's a new stage and radio play written by Dr. Paige Petruca, directed by Paul Molnar, and that will be presented on the stage on Friday, October the 20th. 23rd and Saturday, October the 24th at 7 p.m., and potentially some additional performances on Sunday the 25th at 2. So right now, those auditions are going to be taking place this week, Thursday the 20th. And if you need more information, you can contact Paul Molnar at P. Molnar, and you spell his last name M-O-L-N-A-R, at ndcc.edu. And as always, if you didn't catch that, you can, I'm sure, check out the ICC Facebook page. We will be sharing this as well, or you can just always give me a call at the office at 331-1890, and I can repeat anything for you. And then that takes care of ICC. And IHS has something going on. They are working on their Booster Club membership. So this is always important. This is a way that they, families, parents can support all of the student athletes and build up the Booster Club. So they have the Big Dog membership. It's $150, and you get recognized in the sports program. You get some season tickets. You even get quarter zip pullovers and a magnetic sign. So with your membership, you always get some fun Bulldog swag. And then they have the Big Dog membership for USD 446 employees. So that's at a discounted rate for about $125. Then they have single memberships for $100. And with a single membership, you get one season ticket. So that's great to all your fall and winter events. And you get a quarter zip pullover and a magnetic sign. So that's fun. And then you can get a family membership for $50. And you get your name in the program and you get a sign for your car to put that paw print magnetic sign on and show your bulldog spirit. So lots of opportunities to support IHS Booster Club. And if you need more information about that, you can go, I'm sure, on the Facebook page for IHS that there's been a post. And we have flashed it out at the chamber, and we will be sharing the post as well. So watch for that and support the Pirates and the Bulldogs.
Absolutely. And also one more thing that you did want to talk about, of course, the Kansas Department of Commerce has released new information on the strategically deployed Federal CARES Act and something called Back to Business.
That's right. So many people are aware of the acronym SPARK, and it's some grant programming, grant funds that are out there. And this is actually phase two. We just finished with phase one, and now they are doing phase two. And there is, I believe, more than $130 million in grants that are being pushed out. And the grant applications will be accepted beginning at noon tomorrow, Wednesday, August the 19th. So you can go to kansascommerce.gov/COVID relief, and you can see the application. And it's not the one that I looked at for small businesses is not difficult at all to fill out. So it's for small business working capital. There's one for securing local food systems, PPE procurement. There's ones that are related to connectivity and broadband, PPE manufacturing. There's some that are related to bioscience. So I think there's like 10 of them. Be sure and check them out. So again, go to kansascommerce.gov/COVID relief. Check those out. And if you have any questions whatsoever, you need help navigating that, give us a call at the chamber and we will either help you or we will point you in the direction of someone who can, because these are competitive grants and they will, it's on a rolling scale. They will be looking at them and determining if you are qualified, and when the money runs out, it's gone. So it's important that you do not wait to make application, that you are ready to make application tomorrow. So you have, you know, pretty much today to be able to fill it out, and don't worry, because it's not crazy in depth. The one that I looked at is a few pages, but the information is very easy information that you should be able to provide for the grant.
Absolutely. And again, those applications that starts tomorrow at noon, go to the, if you need any more information on it, go to kansascommerce.gov/COVID relief. So they'll be able to start applying for those tomorrow. So basically don't dawdle. Make sure once that opens up, I would be there and get ready to go. All right. Well, Lisa, again, lots of great stuff that you've brought in today. And if anybody does have any more questions, how can they contact you guys?
You can give us a call at the office, 331-1890. You can go to our Facebook page, Get Independence, or you can check out our website.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning.